and we're going to go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and talk to my man John Costco of Pro Football Focus. How you doing today, John?
I'm doing well, Garrett. How about you?
I'm doing awesome, man. Doing awesome. Let's get right into it. Browns-Texans, huge game. Huge game today. Texans coming in riding that 8-game win streak. The Browns, ironically, of with a little win streak of their own 2 games, which is decent for us here in Cleveland. We'll take that. We'll take that. We'll ride that wave anyway. We can get it. And I wanted to talk to you, I was going back looking into some different things, and one of the options that we had was taking Deshaun Watson in the previous draft. You look at, his progression and what he's done. We have Baker Mayfield now. Those two guys are going to match up with each other on Sunday. From your film breakdown and the study of those two guys, could you talk a little bit about their compare those guys and their statistical breakdown from your analysis, and do you think where do you think those two guys rank head to head, and do you think the Browns are satisfied with their pick of staying pat and taking Baker Mayfield the next year, or do you think that they might would have taken Deshaun Watson? Where do you have those guys ranked?
Yeah, so in terms of grade this year, they're actually neck and neck. Okay. Baker Mayfield's grade is slightly better at 79.6, whereas Watson's at 79.3. So, I mean, their grade is pretty dang similar. I mean, 0.3 is not much of a difference. But way that's constructed is that Watson's a bit more has a lot more variance to his game. So he'll have a couple of really big time games. He saw in the Monday night game against the Titans, he was awesome in that game. He had graded out as the best quarterback of the week. He's actually graded out as the best quarterback of the past 2 weeks. But earlier in the season, he had a couple of duds. Against Buffalo, he was really bad. First game against New England, he wasn't very good. So you have some of these games where you'll have some, where he looks like, that legit top, half of the first round pick. And then you'll look like a guy that doesn't really know what he's looking at. And I think that's what you saw him coming out of Clemson, is that there was times where a lot of what he was doing was predetermined, pre-snap. He's very good pre-snap, getting protection set and seeing, looking at what he's seeing pre-snap. But when it comes post-snap, he does struggle a little bit when you get multiple different looks. So I think what you need to be able to do to stop him is run a Greg Williams type of defense. But now when you compare him to Baker Mayfield, I definitely like Baker Mayfield a lot better coming out, a better processor in the pocket, pre-snap, post-snap, all that stuff. He was much better. And I think, obviously Browns fans last year saw what Watson was doing statistically. A lot of that was a lot of luck. He didn't grade out at an extremely high level last year, despite throwing up these, fantastic numbers, with a ton of touchdowns and a few interceptions. He was getting helped out by the scheme and also by, having players like DeAndre Hopkins, winning a lot of, quote unquote 50-50 balls, which are more like 75-25 balls that only get caught 25% of the time. So, I think, you have to look at the whole process. You can't look at things in 1 year type increments, but I think the Browns should be happy, obviously, with how Baker Mayfield's played this year and moving forward. That, when you make that trade, you've also gained guys like Njoku and Peppers and Denzel Ward and guys that come out of making that trade out of number 12. Obviously, Ward is a guy that's really helped this Browns defense. So you look at the whole aggregate of it, and you take Baker plus Ward plus Peppers and what you get out of that, I think it's a win for the Browns, and I think you've ended up getting the better quarterback long term.
Talking to John Costco of Pro Football Focus on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Looking at the last 3 weeks since Freddie Kitchens and Greg Williams have taken control of the Cleveland Browns, where do you guys have ranked Baker Mayfield as far as his progression since they've taken over from when you had Hugh Jackson running the show and Todd Haley calling the plays? How have you seen Baker Mayfield progress, and what have you seen his statistics and some of the rankings, taking a jump since the new guys have come into town?
Yeah, so this is an interesting one because early in the season, his statistics weren't great. And I wrote an article about this when he was playing at a high level, but because the receivers are dropping balls at an absurd rate, 11.8%, that his statistics weren't showing how good he was actually playing. In the first 8 weeks of the season, he graded out at a 78.2, which is a very good grade, and he ranked 15th in the NFL. And actually, in the past three games, when Kitchens and took over as offensive coordinator, his grade is actually 74.4, and he's graded at the 14th best. So it's not really all, like, you know, his grade has dropped a little bit, and mainly it's because in that first game against the Chiefs, he had a couple of costly throws. He had one that was intercepted. He had another that was a dropped interception. So you take, you know, small variant size, sample size here, and if you have a couple of bad throws in the game, it's going to take your grade down. Over the past two games, though, where obviously the Browns have won the past two games and he's been fantastic, his grade is outrageous. It's 87.6. It's the fourth best over the, you know, that two game span in the NFL. So he looks a lot more comfortable in this system. You can see it, I think, from just how he's processing the game, going through his progressions, finding his check down options, stuff that really actually doesn't show up in so much into the grade, but it does show in the stats where the supporting cast is playing a lot better. They're only dropping 4.4% of the passes, and his completion percentage is obviously up about 15%. So in terms of the quality of the throws that he's making, he's not doing that much better than what he was earlier, but what he does look is just a lot more comfortable in the system that Freddie's calling. And obviously, supporting cast is playing a lot better around him. But the grade, you know, in terms of our grades and the quality of the throws he's making, it's not that huge of a jump that he's made.
And when you look at it from a perspective of what the Browns are going to do against the Texans and try to establish on the offensive side of the football, one of the things that I'm trying to, you know, kind of guess or look at is what are they going to do to try to attack their defense? And you have Chubb in the backfield and you have Baker Mayfield. Obviously, those two guys are rookies, and both of them are playing really great right now. So if you look at it, and I'm trying to analyze what's going to happen, I go to the Texan side of the football, and you have J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney. Both of those guys are bookend pass rush type guys. What do you believe is their best attributes on the defensive side? And are those guys still elite? And what do you think the Browns have a better chance at doing, attacking them up front as far as running the football? Or are you able to give the ball to Baker Mayfield and say, hey, let's throw it around a little bit on those guys?
Well, in order to win this game, Baker has to have another game like he did the past 2 weeks, where he's just efficient with the ball, making accurate throws, big time throws. That is the way you have to beat this team, because passing, for one, just wins in the NFL. And then if you're ahead, then you can run to put it away. And, you know, I think the old adage of, you know, you run to win the game, you know, run to set up your pass or whatever, it doesn't work in today's NFL. Their run defense is very good. They have actually one of the best defenses in the NFL all around, so it's going to be difficult. And, you know, you look at what he's faced, you know, the past three games with Freddie Kitchens, he's faced bad defenses. Kansas City, Atlanta, and Cincinnati all have been playing really poorly this year. So this will be a test for him. Their run defenses are graded out as the sixth best in the NFL for us. So running against them is going to be tough, even, you know, with the offensive lines the Browns have. They've been really good this year, especially the past 3 weeks, obviously because, you know, you're looking at who they played, but you have to put the ball in Baker Mayfield's hands. Their coverage is solid. It's not great. Their pass rush, obviously, you have to be able to protect against J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney and Mercilus Whitney. So it's going to be tough because this is a very good defense, and those guys can get after Baker if you don't protect well enough. And then they do have some playmakers on the back end and Honey Badger, and then Kareem Jackson is playing at an extremely high level this year too, but you have to be able to pass on them.
John, I thank you as always. Breaking it down is the only way that you can do, and I appreciate it. Let's do it again.
Yeah, my pleasure, Garrett. It's always a good one.
All right, man. Thank you again. Appreciate it. That was John Costco of Pro Football Focus, as always, breaking it down at 11:18 on a Sunday, right before the game. I really appreciate that. And breaking it down, man. You know what I find that is really fascinating with that is the fact that, you know, when he breaks it down and he's talking about the situation, Baker Mayfield was always, he said, you know, from the tape and the breakdown, Baker Mayfield was playing well earlier this year. He's playing well earlier this year. He just had a lot of drops. Had some drops. 216-578-0092 @GBush91 on Twitter.